Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob. If your name is Jack or Joe, today could be your lucky day because your answers to your questions are coming up. If you're a different Jack or Joe who sent us in a question, it's not yours, then you could be about to be very disappointed. But anyway, hopefully on the whole, people will benefit from this episode. We've got two answers coming up. But first, how do you get a question of your own in, Rob?
Yeah, the number you could call is 013-808-0035, or you can go to our website, that's propertyhub.net/ask. Super simple. Leave your message either way, and we will hopefully get back to you in the not too distant future. So first up, we have a question in from Jack.
Hi, Rob and Rob. Jack here. Thanks for all the advice you give, which has been really helpful for me in making the first steps towards buying my first investment property, which I'm hoping to do in the not too distant future. So my partner and I have recently sold our first home together, and we're moving in with family for a period while we look for our next home. So we have a reasonable chunk of cash lying around, which we initially intended to put towards a deposit for our next home. But I've been thinking about using some of that cash to put towards an investment property and having a smaller deposit for our next residential property. It's worth saying at this point that we might be in a position to buy an investment property before the right residential property comes along. And also that any investment property we do buy is likely to be lower in value than our residential property when the time comes. So I was really keen to get your advice on whether or not it makes sense to buy an investment property before our residential property, particularly given that the stamp duty implications are likely to be higher for our residential property, and even more so if it's our second property, and also whether or not it might be worth using more of the cash to put towards investments, either a higher value property or potentially two properties instead of one. And instead of buying in the short term, we'd look to rent somewhere. So I'd be really grateful for any advice you can offer on that. Thanks for all the work you do.
Jack, really good question. And it's a tricky one because it shouldn't be this way. You should be able to buy a property to live in or as an investment as you see fit, without thinking about anything else. But there are a couple of powerful reasons why, if you are soon going to be buying your own home, it's advantageous to do that first. You've put your finger on one of them, which is the stamp duty. So second homes attract a higher rate of stamp duty. So if you're going to be buying your own home and your own home is going to be of a higher value, then it would make sense to buy that one first. The second reason is mortgages. As a homeowner, you have access to a far greater range of mortgage products, which means you're going to be able to get cheaper rates because you'll have access to the whole of the market. That doesn't mean it's impossible to get a mortgage without being a homeowner, but it is more difficult. So again, ideally, you want to buy your own home before you buy an investment property. That one has less of an impact because as long as you can get a mortgage for that investment property, you could always then refinance when that deal comes to an end. If you've bought your own home by then, you then will be a homeowner. So then you can access the better rates. So if you were looking at it purely for those reasons, that would be the way around you would do it, ideally. But when you're thinking about decisions like where to live, which is a pretty fundamental one for enjoyment of your life, you can't be thinking purely in terms of the amount of tax you pay or mortgage rates and things like that. So the factor weighing in the opposite direction is you don't want to be going and rushing to buy a home to live in purely so you can then start actually making investments. And from what you've said, it sounds like it's going to take you longer to find the right home to live in, which makes sense, right? Because you're going to be more picky about the home that you're actually going to live in compared to the one you're going to invest in. So there's a risk you'll have missed out on a lot of gains in the market by the time you've waited to find that home and then found the investment property later. Would that outweigh the extra stamp duty costs and the more expensive mortgage rate? Impossible to say. It's one of those situations when there's absolutely no way of knowing in advance what the right thing to do is going to be. So I can tell you what I would do personally, which doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing for you, which is just to be open-minded and go with whichever comes along first. I'd be looking out for both a home and an investment property, and whichever one comes along first, I would just proceed with that and deal with whichever direction that takes me in. Because I'd be concerned that if I was trying to get everything absolutely perfect, I'd end up doing nothing at all and leaving it too long. if I had a really strong belief that I wanted to do a particular thing, like I absolutely really wanted to own my own home, or I absolutely didn't want to do that and I wanted the flexibility, then I'd let that drive things. But assuming I didn't, because it sounds like you don't, I would just be open-minded to it and see what happens. Because like I said, you have absolutely no idea what the right thing is going to be before you do it. You can't know. But what I do know is that generally doing something is better than doing nothing. So that's what I'd do, Jack. I don't know if that helps you or not, but I hope it does. And good luck.
Good luck indeed. Thank you, Jack. Now it's time for Joe. Let's hear your question.
My name's Joe. I'm a young landlord. I currently own one property that I let out as a holiday let, and I'm 25. I'm looking at making additions to my portfolio, but as I make progression into maybe gaining a bigger portfolio, I want to take this as professionally as possible and make sure that I manage my properties in a great manner to overlook the numbers and the finances. So, for example, I'm currently looking at Lendlord, because when I use this Lendlord app, I find it far easier on the eye to manage the numbers, and it brings up things that I hadn't previously thought about, such as increases in equity and other aspects. So my question to you, to Rob and Rob, is do you two use any forms of software to help you manage your properties, or do you two keep it quite simple by just using an Excel sheet? And if you have used different forms of software or different Excel templates, what have you found works best for you two? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. You know what? Rob and I always love looking at new pieces of software or new tech hacks or different ways of doing things, and that's why we actually love doing Hub Extra each week on the podcast, because we're always keeping our eye out for a new way of doing things, being more productive, and just having fun with different bits of software. So with all that said, you'd expect us to have a pretty sexy tool for you now, and the tool that we both use is Excel. Yeah, sorry Joe, as fun as it is looking at different pieces of software, we've just stuck to the basics and kept it simple. And especially where you are right now with the size of your portfolio, you can absolutely get away with using Excel. You don't need to overthink this. Having a property in your portfolio does not need a software tool. You might enjoy using it. You might enjoy searching for it. And you might enjoy looking for it once you're paying out for it every single month. But do you need it? No. Excel will do the job. It's boring, but it'll do. Rob and I have bigger portfolios than you have, and that's not to brag, but just to point out that if we can get away with using Excel, then you can probably get away with using Excel for your first few properties. Now, if you really want to use something after that, you can do. And you know what? Rob and I could possibly benefit from looking at another option. You know the old saying, if it's not broke, don't fix it. For us, that's why we keep using Excel, because it's just simple. And that's why we use it, and that's why we do it. But it's not to say there aren't other interesting options out there. I just haven't felt enough pain to make me want to go and find another option right now. So it's not the most exciting answer, but it's probably the best answer. It's just keep it simple, use Excel, and that will see you through for a number of years yet. And if you really want to change when your portfolio gets to a bigger size, then you can have a look at other options. But especially at the size you're at now, I wouldn't bother. So hopefully, Joe, while not exciting, I've saved you a bit of time and cash, and that's a win in my book.
There you go, Joe. Rob saved you a job, and you can put that saved time towards listening to the property podcast, because, of course, we'll be here again on Thursday, and we really hope you'll join us then. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.